today on Family Talk.
Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh, and today we're sharing the story of a family that has walked faithfully with the Lord for four generations. Let's listen in now as Dr. Dobson introduces our guests.
Well, hello, my dear friends, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and the mission of Family Talk has five elements to it. We've shared this before. I hope our listeners remember it, but let me share it again just so I'm certain. It's marriage, parenthood, evangelism, the sanctity of human life, and defending righteousness in the culture, or what we call public policy. And today we have a couple of guests who are committed to all five of those principles. And they are Keith and Lisa Granger. I'm really anxious for you to meet them. They're from Lansing, Michigan. Now, I've only known them for about a year when Lisa and all the women in her family came to one of our events. And Shirley and I just fell in love with this family. And now I've invited her husband to come with her, Keith and Lisa, to talk about their family. One time we were together recently for lunch, and Keith said, "What in the world are we going to talk about?" Well, let me explain what we're going to talk about. Every now and then, not often, but every now and then, I like to invite what I call a great family to come be with us. Now, that doesn't mean the family's perfect. There are none. You know, we're not perfect parents and we're not perfect Christians. But there are some families that really get it and have devoted themselves to their children and to each other and have also served the cause of Christ in a strong church, in a neighborhood, wherever possible, and in business. And that's why I've invited them to come here. They flew to Colorado Springs from Grand Rapids. You got stuck in Grand Rapids last night for 6 hours. So you've paid a price already to be here. But welcome to you both.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dobson. And as a quick disclaimer, we are not a perfect family. And I say that because I know my family's going to be listening to this broadcast at some point.
And they're going to know.
And they've got all the dirt on us.
You said a few minutes ago before we went on the air that sitting here listening to my voice takes you back to earlier in your life, which, I don't know, childhood. You listened to some of the early programs.
So you opened in a word of prayer. And with eyes closed and just hearing your voice transported me back to sitting in our chapel at our church, listening to your first broadcast or your first video series on parenting. And I remember it was Sunday afternoons. My parents would take us to our church, and we sat in our little chapel and watched it. You in your three-piece suit, looking very dapper.
But I don't know whether that makes me feel old or not, but it is really an honor to have touched a lot of families through the years. Well, Lisa, I'm so glad that you're with us today. You hosted an event in Holland, Michigan, with Janann Jenkins, who lives in Kansas City. And the two of you put this event on and invited people that you know from the Michigan area. That was really a very special evening, wasn't it?
Yes, it was such a great privilege because I thought to have some of the people I most respect, you and your wife, in that room and the opportunity to bring so many others from across the state. It was an easy invitation to send out. The response was so remarkable.
And you also have done something we call the Ambassador Program. This is where somebody will get a copy of my legacy video series. There are 8 videos there. And then bring them into their home and share them with the neighborhood. Yeah, you were the first to do that. Tell us what it means to be that kind of ambassador.
Well, again, it felt like a real privilege to bring in, we brought in three couples, good friends of ours. And on a Sunday night, I offered to make dinner. I love to cook. And we invited them in as friends. We would have dinner. We would listen to the DVD. And each night it was on a different topic based on some of your best books. And the discussion quickly turned so real and rich. It just immediately bonded even closer the friendship of the eight individuals in that room. And it was a delight.
Well, if there are others, there are people listening to us today who would like to do that, we would be happy to work with you in getting the materials necessary and showing how it can be done. Doesn't have to cost very much, and you can reach a lot of people that way, because I was talking about all of the, or most of the issues that affect every family today, marriage and parenting and the rest of it.
Yeah, and what I'd love to share with your audience, my husband and I, our kids are now all three teenagers. And so Dr. Dobson doesn't just reach into the young years or early marriage. It was just very relevant for us at this stage to have these conversations. And yeah, I just encourage you. My husband loves to tease me and said, you know, not only am I now this ambassador, but he said, Lisa, I think you lead the fan club of Dr. Dobson.
Well, why do you think you're here? Actually, it's been a pleasure getting acquainted with you all. And I do admire and respect what you've done in your own family life. You know, the American family is in terrible trouble today. It's in great difficulty. And even in areas where there's a strong church or people are committed to Christ, we live in a culture that has drifted. It's not what it was 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, and the commitment to Christ is not quite the same. And I worry about my nation, and that's why we're here, to do what we can to prop it up and to help us get across these principles. But you do have a strong family, and I want to talk about what you do very quickly. You have said, Keith, that you try to live out your faith not only at home, not only at the church, not only in the community, but in your business as well. Talk about what the Granger 3 and Associates is. What's the three mean?
Sure. So I am third generation in our business, and we're based out of Lansing, Michigan. And I come from a rich heritage of two previous generations of strong Christian families, from my grandparents to my dad and uncles to us. And so the Granger 3 stands for third generation. Mm. And for your listening audience, we're part of our business, we're in the waste hauling and landfilling business, and we're also in the renewable energy business. But on the waste hauling front, one of the ways that we kind of distinguish ourselves or try to make a negative experience a positive one, my dad came up with the idea of putting Bible verses or inspirational messages on the back of our garbage trucks. So if you're in Lansing, Michigan or the mid-Michigan area, if you see one of our trucks, you will see a message on the back of that truck.
What scriptures do you use?
Oh, my goodness. Well, our very—
So it changes?
Oh, it changes, yes. So our very first sign was, because it was my grandma's favorite saying, smile, God loves you. Mm. And it was a big smile face on the back. but we have a lot of Proverbs on the back of our trucks, some James, whatever can fit on a certain size in the back.
You have 100 trucks, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we run about 100 a day. And then if you're a customer of ours, on your invoice every month, you're going to receive on your statement a different Bible verse every month.
So you're serious about this thing.
We try to, you bet. I mean, we're sincerely serious about trying to walk our talk.
Yeah.
And we're always trying to look at ways, how can we do that?
And that's been handed down to you now for three generations.
Yes.
They were committed to Christ.
Yeah, very much so.
Each of the other two. You know, you and I were talking recently about the fact that many strong families where there is this heritage, it's lost in the third generation. And yet you've been able to maintain it, and your commitment is the same. What advice do you have for families to pass along their faith like that?
I would say it is living it out, walking your talk. That sounds so simplistic, but what I've seen in my parents is they just didn't give lip service to their faith. They literally, you know, would be continuing to this day trying to preach into us God's word, you know, helping others, strong in their church and in their community, always there. I can think of hardly any times in my athletic career or fine arts or anything like that that my parents weren't present.
Yeah. This is a subject that matters to me more than anything else we talk about. There's nothing that comes close to transferring your faith from one generation to the next and making sure your children get it. You know, if you're lukewarm about it, if you miss church 2-3 times a month, and if your kids are in Little League on Sunday morning, just those kind of things, if it's not real, the next generation's likely to spit it out. Mm. And it's the saddest thing when that occurs, because, and this is a theme for me, and people will have heard me say this before, but if you don't introduce your children to Christ and you don't accomplish that purpose when you have the opportunity, and you go on to heaven and eventually their time comes to die, you as a parent will never see them again if you believe what we believe about Scripture.
Right.
You know, if you're not committed to Christ, your eternity is very problematic, obviously.
Be separated.
Yeah. So I appreciate the fact that you've given it that priority. You have 3 children, and they love the Lord, don't they?
They do.
You know, if I can step in, I would just love to kind of piggyback on what Keith has said. I have observed that their family has been very intentional. And, you know, even first of all, talking about the business aspect of it, really planning, seeking outside counsel, not just allowing time to pass, but truly being intentional about preparing for that and process and reading and learning.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. Dobson, that's where I come back to your broadcasts. I say at every stage of our life, your broadcasts are so relevant because they are teaching, training, helping us.
You listen to us on an app, don't you? You don't get it on radio. You listen on an app.
Right. I love your app, and I love to be an advocate sharing that because it's accessible at our convenience. So I say all of us are hopping in our car, or maybe we're spending, you know, 30 minutes out for a walk or on a treadmill. It's such an easy, convenient time to just pull that app up, hit family broadcasts, and then just, I love to listen to every one of them, but if you don't have that time, if you want to just scroll through, there are so many relevant issues that continue to educate us. What are the issues? What do we need to be aware of as we're just desiring to keep our commitment and our faith as we walk through this journey?
And Keith, as you were talking about pulling that into your family, I'm aware of a story from this last winter where there was a really bad snowstorm, and you pulled that into your business. Explain how.
Well, the one thing that we strive for at our business is we really try to apply the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And that has been modeled again through the generations, that even our associates on their own have really taken that upon themselves. So there's this significant snowstorm, our drivers are out in it, and they're seeing people get stuck. So they're not asked or expected to do this, but they're getting out of their trucks, taking their time to push people out of snowbanks. And, you know, these messages come back, and
was that just the culture the corporate culture, or did you ask them to do that?
No, no, that's just the culture. I've said this many times over. We have great people at Granger. We really do. I mean, we've got people that care for others. And I love, we have a biweekly internal newsletter. And in there, we have a kudos section. And it's from customers, it's from vendors, it's from anybody that we interact with that they reach out and say, hey, I want to just tell you about something your drivers have done, or I want to tell you about this experience I've had with your company. And it just makes me so proud, almost like a dad with their children. I'm like, we've got great people. Look at what they're doing for our community.
Lisa, let's talk about your family and how it functions. You've been married 27 years. Mm-hmm. You met at Hope College when you were both freshmen. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, one of my favorite stories.
How did it happen?
I'm a huge skier, and I found out later so is my husband. And so my freshman year spring break, I was planning to go out west, out here to Colorado with my brother and parents. Just a few weeks before spring break, I heard that Hope College was going over to Bormio, Italy. I remember calling my dad late that night, waking him up, telling him my idea, telling him about this trip. And he said, well, maybe we can change our plans and make that happen. Well, meanwhile, Keith had joined that ski trip. And when we got over there, 40 students, plus me, and my brother and mom and dad went on the ski trip. And Keith and I.
Keith, you were one of them?
I was.
A good plan.
It was an excellent plan. I didn't know anybody going on this trip. I love to ski, and it was a really good deal cost-wise. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. And we had a meeting before we left. I remember seeing Lisa walk in the room. And I was like, whoa, she's pretty cute. But she walked in with this older guy. And I'm like, who's this guy? Well, later I find out it was her brother. So I'm like, okay, I might have a chance here. But let me back up. We look at this now as it's a great story. But I look at it, my parents, from when I was just a baby, had been praying for me and my siblings for their future spouse. Mm. And from an early, early age and on a regular basis, they would be praying that God would just, you know, make it so that I would recognize who that perfect spouse would be. And it ended up being this little girly girl here.
And he chose a ski trip to do it.
He chose
That's
a ski
not
trip.
Fair,
right.
You know.
But we've applied that same thing. I can think of when our kids were just itty bitty, just kneeling at their bedside while they're sleeping and just praying over them for the very same thing.
How long did you go together?
3 years. 3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. You had something to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which one of you fell first? Or did it happen simultaneously?
Yeah, I think we were both just immediately attracted to each other. It was wonderful time. Of course, my father loves to say, I love this story too. He was there, part of it. But yeah, it was just beautiful time.
Yeah. And Dr. Dobson, she is the best skier, one of the best skiers I've ever skied with. So that was like,
that's intimidating. You know,
that was like icing on the cake.
Skiing was the family activity that drew us together. Mm. I talked to a consultant at one point, and I said, really, if I have any extra money, how would you suggest that I spend it? He said, don't invest it in the stock market. Don't put it away for a rainy day. I don't know if that's good advice or not. But he said, invest in your family, and you will never regret it. And so we invested in skiing. And our two kids were almost into the teen years by then. They loved it. We all loved to go together. We invited their friends and our friends. And I can't tell you what that contributed to our family. You do the same thing?
Yeah. My parents were in their 40s. I'm the youngest of six. And my older brothers wanted to ski. And my mom just thought about it and thought, well, if they want to ski, let's do that as a family. So all of us started about the same time. And it's been golden, yeah, golden memories for my extended family and now Keith and I with our kids.
Funny story, Dr. Dobson. So we, because of our love of skiing, we got our kids involved when they were 3, 4, and 5. And our son, who's the youngest, he was probably about 13 at the time. He started to realize costs of things.
Yeah.
And so he said, "Hey, Dad, would you be disappointed if I didn't take our kids skiing?" He goes, "This sport is awfully expensive."
Well, now much more so than then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to, you know, go to luxury places.
No.
In order to be together, just
right.
Being out. Tell me more about your family life, especially in those early years. Mm. What did you do together that drew you to each other?
Well, you know, one thing is putting ourselves in the right places, you know, early on from the very beginning. You know, we were sure to find a good church and be part of that. And I'd say a great blessing there was bringing Christian friends, like-minded friends around us. So I say that raised our expectations as we had friends who were a little older than us step into having children. And
you kept them in a good church all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would add, we made the family a priority. We've seen families where the parents like to do their own thing, and the kids kind of do their thing. And a lot of times they invite friends along to kind of keep the kids occupied. We, from the very beginning, just said, you know what? We're going to have our little family of five, and we're going to do things together. We're going to do life together. And so we weren't very popular parents, but we established this policy that we weren't going to allow sleepovers. There were many tears in our home over that, but we did not want our kids at other people's homes, and we didn't want a bunch of kids at our home.
Well, and a big reason behind that is thinking about we really wanted to foster the friendship of our three kids.
Yeah.
And our kids were fairly close together within 2 years of each other, and we just thought if every weekend they're off in a different direction at someone's home, we're going to lose the special time of them being together. So, yeah, it was really countercultural.
You know, I thought that I had covered most family issues, but I didn't really weigh in on that one about sleepovers until about 5 years ago when I began to realize how the culture had changed and what pornography was doing to families. And you run a risk if you send your little kids into other families where they don't have the same values.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're almost out of time, but I would really like to start with that in the next program we do, because I want to talk to you some more about what a great family looks like. You know, what are the characteristics of a family that's learned how to do family, if you can make it a verb? And you guys have done a good job of that. So let me just close the program for today. Our time is gone. We're going to pick up next time talking about the sleepover situation, because it has become a major problem. And thank you for being with us. And
if you
can come back next time, we will talk some more about your family and what your challenges have been. I'll ask you as we close, have you also gone through we don't want to leave the impression that your family is somehow above the fray.
No.
You've had some bumps along the way.
Yeah, most definitely. There's always bumps, but I guess we always have this optimistic outlook that we'll get through the bumps together as a family.
Because you serve
the
Lord Jesus Christ.
That's at the center of it all. So, unfortunately, the five of us share that.
We'll pick it up next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the Grangers are quick to say that they are not a perfect family, but I think you'll agree that they really are an inspirational family. And they still have more to share here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, so be sure to come back next time to hear how they kept God at the center of their family, their business, and their lives. Here at Family Talk, we want to help you create that same kind of strong Christian legacy for your family. So we offer tremendous resources on our website to help you and your family, and we would love to engage with you. We're able to offer many of these resources for free, by the way, because of generous gifts from our listeners. So if you're able to, we'd appreciate your support and contributions. Call us at 877-732-6825, or you can reach us via our website, drjamesdobson.org. I'm Roger Marsh. Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless, and we'll see you next time for the conclusion of this conversation on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.